Kinder Morgan and its subsidiary Tennessee Gas now believe the best way to deliver fracked gas from the Marcellus Shale to distribution companies in New England is a route that goes through western Massachusetts and southern New Hampshire before re-entering the Commonwealth at its endpoint of Dracut, about 30 miles north of Boston. Alan Foer, the company's vice president of public affairs, says adjusting based on public input is how the process is supposed to work.
Still meets the commercial needs of the project, which is servicing customers like Berkshire Gas and Columbia Gas, but also takes into account the unique environmental concerns and other stakeholder concerns that are part of the siting process.
The new Northeast Energy Direct project combines the company's New York and New Hampshire power line alternatives outlined in pre-filing procedures with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Cheshire, Hancock, Lanesboro, and Shelburne join Dalton, Hinsdale, Windsor, and Peru as the western Massachusetts towns where the pipeline would run along NSTAR-owned utility line corridors. Carol Francisconi chairs Cheshire's select board.
It's going to become a major concern, but I think we need more information before we can make any intelligent discussions or decisions about what we're going to do or what's going to be involved as far as Cheshire is concerned.
Kinder Morgan's previous route would have sent a pipeline through southern Massachusetts, including Lenox's watershed. Lenox Select Chair Channing Gibson says the company responded to public and political opposition at the local, state, and federal levels.
It's important for people to make their voices heard, even when they feel as if it's not going to matter.
With the goal of keeping the pipeline out of the town watershed, Gibson says Lenox is still considering legal representation, either on its own or through a coalition called Northeast Energy Solutions.
We do recognize this means that some other towns and other landowners are going to be affected.
Eleanor Tillinghast represents Green Berkshires, one of eight members of Northeast Energy Solutions. She says she wasn't surprised by the route change, given the drinking water and conservation land concerns that may have created stumbling blocks for Kinder Morgan in the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission process.
The issues on which we're focusing remain. We're still looking at whether or not this pipeline is needed and what would be the alternatives.
A 36-inch pipeline has the capacity to carry 2.2 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day, an amount Kinder Morgan's commercial customers say will lower energy costs throughout New England. A 30-inch pipe would carry 1.2 billion cubic feet. A decision on the size of the pipe is expected in 2015, according to Foer.
It'll be based upon our customers, too. How much commitment do we have on it? We want to build enough for the long-term needs of the region, but we don't want to overbuild.
So far, 12 local distribution companies, or LDCs, have reached agreements to be serviced by Kinder Morgan's proposal, totaling 500,000 cubic feet of gas per day. Project opponents have raised concerns about whether the gas will be exported, which Foer says Kinder Morgan doesn't have control over once delivered.
Well, that's a possibility, but we require long-term commitments from creditworthy customers to sign up for our project, and we don't have any of those in that business. Ours are LDCs, and we expect power generation to be part of that. We expect the state of Maine to be part of that. Those are credit-worthy customers that can sign up for those long-term agreements. So we're pursuing our project based upon those firm commitments that we can rely on to justify the expense and the impacts that a project like this will have.
Foer says the New Hampshire route opens up potential service to new communities, something the company is talking with Liberty Utilities about. In a statement, Massachusetts Governor-elect Charlie Baker, a Republican, says he will review the new proposal when he takes office in January. Baker opposed the original route. U.S. Democratic Senators Ed Markey and Elizabeth Warren have opposed building additional gas infrastructure. 429 miles of pipeline would run through Pennsylvania and Broome, Chenango, Delaware, Schoharie, Albany, and Rensselaer counties, potentially along the Constitution Pipeline and utility lines in New York before entering Massachusetts. It would not run through Columbia County as originally proposed. Foer says this will be the last significant route change before heading to FERC. If federally approved, the company expects the $5 billion project to be in service by November 2018. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.